sustainable products and services. Here we look at some sustainable design processes, including design for the environment, design for reverse logistics, and design for remanufacture. Design for the environment. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition, design for the environment, DFE, requires considering health, safety, and environmental aspects of a product during the design and development phase of product development. It has become a feature of product design due to customer demand for sustainability, increased government regulations, and a greater organizational focus on corporate social responsibility. DFE aims to create a product that lives and ends its life cycle economically, with the least damage to the customer, the company, and the environment. Design for the environment includes the following considerations: provision for reuse or recycling. Rapidly increasing garbage is one unfortunate feature of the consumer society. Service stations and other businesses that sell motor oil in the United States must agree to receive used oil and recycle it for a fee. Germany requires domestic beer brewers to use refillable bottles. Reuse is generally easier on the environment than recycling, since it involves less, or no, processing. But using recyclable materials is better than design for the landfill. Reduced energy consumption. Collaborative teams can design products that use less energy, such as the hybrid gas/electric automobile or an energy-efficient appliance. Manufacturing engineers and logistics specialists can also contribute to designs that take less energy to build and transport. Avoidance or mitigated danger of hazardous materials. Design can make some products less hazardous, taking lead out of paint and gasoline, for example. For inherently dangerous products, designers can consider how to mitigate the hazard. Cars, for instance, can be designed to lessen the likelihood that gasoline in their tanks will explode in a collision, and all along the supply chain, right up to the pump that dispenses gasoline in the service station. Careful design of facilities and instruction of handlers can reduce product hazards. Use of lighter components and less material. When it comes to environmentally friendly products, less is definitely more. A lighter weight car gets better mileage. Lighter products have fewer materials in total and lower transportation costs. Benefits. Potential benefits of design for the environment include the following. Consistent with supply chain management's total product life cycle focus. Enhance corporate reputation and resulting goodwill. Limits on corporate liability and legal costs related to environmental issues. Increased marketability among ecology-minded consumer segments. Trade-offs. Trade-offs of design for the environment include the following. Increased manufacturing expenses and higher price to the consumer. Reduce safety and convenience when some products are small and light. Reduce longevity of natural, less processed products. Design for reverse logistics. Supply chain managers are aware of the need to reduce the cost of reverse logistics, or the reverse supply chain, which handles products that need to be returned, repaired, replaced, or recycled. This implies several imperatives for the design team. Product packaging can be designed to account for common consumer frustrations, such as not knowing to install a SIM card before a cell phone will start working. Clear instructions or a helpline can reduce the number of returns based on user error. If the product has to be returned for repairs or replacement, the process of doing so should be simple for the user. This might include ease of disassembly for repairs, an affordable warranty program, a box that can be used for shipping and return, well-trained and accessible customer service personnel, and comprehensible instructions, as well as a product designed to endure.
Benefits.
Potential benefits of design for reverse logistics include the following. Customer loyalty from ease of repair, replacement, return, and recycling. Lower cost of returns. Improved product designs through attention to reasons for returns. Trade-offs. An issue in design for reverse logistics is that this is a complex system that can often be underestimated. It may not be able to use the forward supply chain logistics infrastructure and has added costs such as warranty expenses and restocking fees. Design for remanufacture. Design for remanufacture is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as products developed in a manner that allows components to be used in other products. This process is associated with green manufacturing. Design for remanufacture involves a strategic decision during the design phase of a new product to enable remanufacturing the product for resale. In general, 70% of the cost to build something new is in the materials and 30% is in the labor. Using remanufacturing, companies can effectively address the larger cost component by reclaiming products after they have been used for one or more life cycles. With material and resource costs expected to increase, the cost advantage of remanufacturing lies in the fact that items normally discarded can become raw material for the next product lifecycle, eliminating waste and closing the loop on the system. In addition, environmental laws that are being instituted in the European Union and elsewhere may force companies to embrace remanufacturing as a sustainable practice. Remanufacturing is a service business as well as a product business. For the process to work, companies have to form a replacement relationship with customers. For example, Caterpillar, the heavy equipment company, has created a separate division for remanufacturing. When a customer replaces a product, they are offered a remanufactured one for about half the price. However, the customer will be charged full price until he or she turns in an old product, one that is inspected and certified as remanufacturable. Thus, customers benefit by becoming Caterpillar's partner. Customers are actually creating assets in the form of return products for their supplier. In return, they receive less expensive replacement parts, so they can keep their fleets running with minimal downtime. Benefits. Proven characteristics of design for remanufacturing include lower cost to the customer, lower impact on the environment, and lower product development costs. Also, the increasing costs associated with materials and resources and environmental laws make remanufacturing an attractive option for various companies. Trade-offs. The primary trade-off of remanufacturing is that rather than receiving full cash, the manufacturer receives parts as partial payment, so cash can be tied up in inventory longer. Note also that in the US and possibly elsewhere, a remanufactured product cannot be sold or marketed as a new product.